A standalone empathy is not something that we generally do, but we can do. And the idea was to try to see what happens if you just resonate with the suffering. Of course, empathy could be with joy, but let's say here was about suffering. So to intensely that, and you know, imagining people in the earthquake being trapped, and the worst you can imagine for 2 solid hours. But basically, try to artificially block what we normally will be the response. Although in Buddhist teaching we speak of unbearable feeling towards suffering, but usually immediately, because it's unbearable, immediately we bring loving kindness and compassion. So let's try to artificially keep it out. So to see what's the effect of stand-alone empathy. And I promise you that within 2 hours, there was this complete burnout. It was not a burnout that leads to the consequences that you said. That would be the long-term exposure. But it was the experiential stand-alone burnout that is unbearable. And so unbearable that it feels, possibly the aspect of powerlessness, distress, and sense of, you don't know how to handle the suffering. What it came as an insight is that unless there is the buffer or the sphere of loving kindness and compassion around the empathic resonance, then you go for burnout. So you need that wealth or that resources or that huge treasure of boundless compassion. And so that's why we also thought there's no such thing as compassion fatigue, there's empathy fatigue. But compassion, the more you do it, actually, the more it's nourishing and increase your resilience, as John said, rather than diminishing it.